This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the number one question on people's minds, okay, is when can we go back to work? And not so much when you could go back to work if you were sick. It's interesting. People are texting. And you guys, call into 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll get to your questions and comments. But in terms of, let's say, if you're sick, okay, it used to be you had to be in isolation for 14 days. The CDC has kind of eased up some of the guidelines because not everybody could get tested. So I believe it has to be at least a week from when you started to have symptoms, and you had to have gone 3 days, 72 hours without any symptoms, fever, etc. The problem with that is some doctors are like, but you know, you still have the incubation period. People with COVID can still spread it, but people want to go back to work. So, you know, CDC has issued some guidelines. Well, it has to be at least a week from first symptoms. And then 72, that's if you think you had it. So it's still a little bit of a mess. And many people are like, I'm just going to stay home. I do not want to give it to anybody if I don't know that I have it. A big complaint people have is they can't get tested. And if they can't get tested, then how do they know if they have it? So we're going to talk about that and talk about the guidelines in a little bit. But what people want to know is when can we return to work in general? Okay, what is going to be the realistic path to us going from shutdown or lockdown to being able to go back to work? So we have a few options. Okay. One is being virus free. Okay. So SARS in 2002-2003 started November 2002. Last case was reported end of May 2003. It was declared over, the outbreak declared over by July of 2003. Killed about 774 people. I think it infected about 8,000 people. Overall, 774 people died. It took there being no more cases at the end of May, and then them waiting an incubation period, waiting a time to say it's over. Now, I don't really remember what they did in terms of lockdowns back then. It wasn't as severe as we're doing it here, because obviously our total cases, latest count is 402,000 global cases, 17,000 deaths. Over 100 have recovered, 100,000. China still had about 81,000 cases. Italy, 63,000 cases. USA, about 49,000 cases. About 662 deaths in the United States. So we're nowhere near going to zero. If you look at the graphs and you look at the exponential rise, everybody's talking about flattening the curve. Do you guys get that with flattening the curve? Okay, remember you got the x-axis and you got the y-axis, for those of you guys who need to be like, you know, right angle. X-axis is time. Y-axis is cases. So, you know, if over a month you only had like maybe 10 cases, it would kind of go like this. And all of a sudden, if you had 3,000 cases in a week, it would spike. So if we want to lower it to, okay, you know, maybe we only have one new case a day, you start to flatten the curve. So that's kind of what the flattening of the curve means. Until we see a flattening of the curve, we are not going to be able to predict accurately when a shutdown would not be needed anymore or when the epidemic would end. So the one possibility of just waiting for the virus to just die off, I don't think is going to satisfy a lot of people. So we have another option, which is what I have discussed before. Not sure how realistic or practical it is, but the other is let's get some real hard time data and let's test people. And we're talking even test the healthy folk. If you're negative and if we have evidence that you have short-term immunity, We test, get these tests out. And I mean, I understand we got 350 million people in the United States. I get that. That's a lot. But we get testing done. And those who test negative would then be able to get out there and work. Soon as we get these tests and we realize that people had it already, whether it was December, January, or February, they have some sort of immunity. They have antibodies. We don't think they'll get sick again. You got to be careful because, again, some of these viruses can still live and still transfer. So I would still, even if we have a quote-unquote healthy or recovered population, I would still keep them separate from elderly individuals. But if we can technically test everybody, they're negative, they could go to work. Everybody has a little card. We want to avoid patches on their clothes. We don't want to go to, you know, Nazi war era times. But if people can have, you know, some sort of documentation that isn't fraudulently obtained, we could then hopefully allow people to go back to work. My guess is that's where we might have to go. The other is a leap of faith. The leap of faith is probably what's going to end up happening. I don't see them testing everybody. By the way, we do now have a blood test, and we also have, I guess, new quicker test kits that don't take days to get the results back from coronavirus. So our testing is getting better and better. But I just don't see the practicality of that because of the cost. So the third option I see is the leap of faith. Now, by that, what would happen in that particular scenario is they do start to test a bunch of people. And they find out that people who didn't even have it, which we assumed, people who had it mild, got it at some point, are better, they're fine, and they're like, can we go back to work now? And when they find that the death rate is so low, when they find that the percentage of people dying from this is so much lower than expected, there's going to be kind of a grumpiness from the American public going, look, I got to feed my family. You know, does the government really want to be paying unemployment that much longer when, you know, we have a virus that's only killing 0.01%, let's say. I'm not saying that's the percentage now. But once they test everybody and go, oh, wow. So looks like of the 345 million, 300 million actually had it, you know, without a symptom. People are like, okay, do we really have to be on lockdown anymore? So my guess is we will be able to go back to work once we have testing, once we realize the majority of the population is healthy, and we could sequester those at risk until the virus dies out. And that's how I predict us being able to go back to work. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Heath Biologics is a biopharmaceutical company based in Durham, North Carolina, is partnering with the University of Miami. And they say that they could deliver test results in just 30 minutes and detect the virus within a few days of infection. Now, let me just tell you guys about how these tests work, okay? When you have a test, one, it has to be accessible. It has to be a test that's fairly easy to do. If only a small percentage of the population can get it because of cost or because it's, you know, a very, very difficult test to do. You know, it's like, you know, killing the rabbit with pregnancy like they used to do years ago. You know, if you have a test that you can't do that easily, it's not going to work. So it has to be easily accessible, including cost. Number two is you have to get the results in a time that is productive. So waiting a week, which we're hearing some people have to do for their test, is not very realistic or practical. So you need to get the test you know, results back, you know, before a week, because what's the point in having a test where somebody could still be infecting others? So, and then it has to be accurate. There's no sense there being a slipshod sort of halfway test out there that gets done quickly but doesn't have accurate results. So if you have fast, accurate, and accessible, you have the perfect recipe for a fantastic test. So the North Carolina company called Heat Biologics has partnered with the University of Miami. The test does not require any technical equipment or instruments, so it means it can be done anywhere, like in a parking lot, etc. That's the other thing, too. The test has to be very easy to carry out. That's part of the accessible. They say with sufficient resources and quick approval from the U.S. FDA, Heat Biologic hopes to have its test available in the next few months. Now, again, the next few months, a few months from now, we're June, July. Maybe too little, too late. They said after the delay of the CDC getting the tests out and concerns that even an asymptomatic person could spread the disease, the company says the kits will help diagnose many more cases. Now, this delay with the CDC, again, if I was the CDC and I was told that there was this virus in China that was kept from us in terms of knowledge that could already be here in the United States because China only revealed it to us at the end of December, and I had to start making a test for something that we have no data on because nobody's, you know, revealing anything, I'm amazed that the CDC got the test kits rolled out as good as they could. Again, I'm not here to defend the CDC, but people, what do you expect? They were working with both hands tied behind their back and blindfolded. So, not bad, you know, considering. But by then, again, the reason why we have these, how many cases? Let me refresh. The reason why we have this, you know, 49,500 caseload is because it's been here for months. There is no way that the very first viral case got here January 3rd, 2020. If a bunch of people in China were affected, then, you know, it's unfortunately, it was here. So, the test involves taking a swab of the back of the patient's throat, similar to one done for strep throat. Then the swab is placed in a tube to see if the genetic material for the virus can be detected. Then a paper strip is dipped into the tube. From start to finish, the process takes 30 minutes. The little paper strip looks like a pregnancy test. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the rapid strep test. They do that very similarly, where they take the sample, they dump it in the reagent. They might have to mix the reagent as well. And then they put the paper in, the test strip in, and wait for it to turn. If it's negative, it has one line. If it's positive, it has two lines. Heat Biologics tests do not require the use of any laboratory instruments, can provide results on site during a single visit. So we would have results within 30 minutes. Now, like pregnancy tests, you want to wait a little bit after the 30 minutes. I can't see how many pregnancy tests, you know, I've seen where it looked negative and then you just let it sit and then you start to see the weekly positive. But still, that's better than 5-6 days. So you could use it at the pharmacy, a doctor's office, eventually, hopefully even at home. Again, though, the trick is getting the swab done properly. Okay, the back of the throat or up in the nose all the way to the back is not easy for somebody to do. I don't know if you guys have ever picked your nose, but you have like the vestibule, you know, the opening, that little kind of pocket. You could stick your finger in there kind of nice, and, you know, I could sit there and, you know, relax for a little bit. But, and I don't want you guys to pick your nose, but once you go up a certain amount, you're like, oh, that's too sensitive. Okay? We're talking that Q-tip, that swab, has to pass beyond that all the way to the back of the throat. And people might jerk, people might whatever. And it has to be a swab that can withstand somebody jerking or sneezing or gagging and not break off. And usually they are. So it's not an easy test. So that's why I'm reluctant to say, all right, guys, you know, do this at home. But again, to get back to work, that's kind of what we need to do. Now, with the other test, that's the blood test. That's the blood test to look at prior infection. We talked about IgG antibodies and IgM antibodies. So what ends up happening is when you get an infection, your body starts to make antibodies. Your white blood cells for the defense starts to recognize, it needs to learn how to recognize something in the body and fight it. So you develop antibodies. Eventually, you kind of have the new recruits, you know, the front line, and then you have the more, I'm trying to use army terms, military terms, I apologize, you know, but then you have to have the ones that are more permanently ready to go and will, you know, always be there, you know, for security, so to speak. Scientists at Mount Sinai University in New York have created the first test in the U.S. to detect coronavirus antibodies in the blood. So, it could also tell us if you have immunity to it. The problem we have is these antibodies, and they said they could detect them about 7 days after you're infected. So that means this could be looking at IgM. The antibodies, however, might not necessarily protect you against a new strain of it. So the only problem we have with thinking that you are completely immune is if there's a new strain, just like with flu, you could still get it. Now, some people say, well, I got the flu once and I never got it again. Well, that's great. You know, your immune system might have been a lot more general, but for those immune systems that are a little bit more specific, you'll get the flu every year. And so we're worried about that with coronavirus. But in terms of us being able to go back to work, we need this. So this diagnostic testing, this blood test, I don't know how much it'd be, but if we are able to test people and go, okay, you know what? You've had it. You have immunity. You know, you don't need to sit at home anymore. You could work. You know, there's a lot of people at risk that are working. You know, while I'm doing telemedicine, I'm getting calls from people who are saying, yeah, you know, I have diabetes, I'm 70 years old, but I work at the grocery store, and we're essential, so we need to be there. It would be great for those people to still get paid somehow, and non-at-risk people at the grocery store or at the bank. So if your blood test is positive, you get restricted, you have to go on lockdown. If you're negative, you could slowly start to go back into real life. That's what we are hoping. Right now, that's not the case. Now, one study, they said if COVID behaves similarly in the U.S. to China, more than 80% of the patients only have mild symptoms. Cough, fever, and, you know, we're coming into allergy season, too. Now, one study conducted at Huazhong University and Science and Technology of Wuhan, which was kind of the area, the epicenter of the outbreak, not the University of Wuhan, it estimated that at least 59% of infected individuals had no idea they were sick. They didn't get tested. They were roaming around the city. But they gave off the virus. So what that test would do is identify who those people are. Even if you're feeling well, if it looks like you have active infection, right, then you could, you know, avoid others. If it looks like it was older exposure, then you know that the next time this happens, you might be one of those people that might just kind of, you know, pass it along. Now, when we come back, one of you had asked how long can coronavirus last on a surface? Well, early on into this coronavirus epidemic, people were saying, yeah, about maybe 9 days. Now we're being told possibly 17. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. Though limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News. No deaths have been reported in China for the 10th consecutive day. The country's National Health Commission also recorded just 12 new cases, 11 of which it said were brought in from overseas. The country has reported a total of 4,632 deaths and 82,816 total cases, but the total number of active cases is now below 1,000. As a result, officials have slowly started to loosen restrictions on local residents. Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Hahn said the FDA has also approved 63 other tests. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate this virus. Have I said that yet? I hate this coronavirus. This coronavirus, I want to kick its butt so much. Hate this virus. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. All right. We were first told coronavirus can sit on a table, on a desk, on a doorknob, on a handrail for 9 days. Then, a few weeks ago, they go, no, 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 three. I'm like, what? Three? No, 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 no. These coronaviruses are sturdy. I don't buy three. But I wasn't expecting this. A report published by the CDC claims that the coronavirus RNA, which is their genetic material, survived for up to 17 days in the cabins of the Diamond Princess cruise ship. 17 days after those rooms were already vacated by guests. The report published Monday examined data from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Now, as you guys know, Diamond Princess, that was the biggest cluster. Okay, so what happened with that one was they were anchored at Yokohama Port. And then, well, it's not, you know, I think it's anchored now, but I think it was Yokohama. I'm not exactly sure. But they, it was a cruise line that had to quarantine all their passengers when a few tested positive for COVID-19. Passengers and crew wanted to leave. They weren't allowed. Because at the start of the outbreak, this was before America had any cases, we were being told that people had died in China. And, you know, countries were like, well, let's not let anybody from that part of the world come back. Okay, let's just quarantine. Close off China, close off Japan, close off Korea, South Korea, North Korea, just close off, which we're kind of doing with North Korea anyway, and not let anybody come. So then the Diamond Princess cruise ship had to just stay in port. We found out two more people have now died since Diamond Princess. We're talking, that's been about, what, 2 months? 712 people overall affected by this. Two new deaths reported, so that makes 10 people died. People are ticked because they wanted to get off the ship. They didn't want to be around. And a cruise ship is not a hospital, people. But then you had an American couple saying, no, 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 no. We don't want to be in an army base. We are fine right here on the cruise ship. Well, people were walking around. People were, you know, in their cabin, etc. So if people went into each other's cabins or something, they could have been exposed to each other's virus. So the analysis looked at data from both U.S. and Japanese health organizations, and the CDC reported that the virus ribonucleic acid, or the RNA, had survived for 17 days in the rooms that were either inhabited by people who were sick, but get this, people who didn't have symptoms. People who didn't have symptoms, they found it in their rooms. The RNA had survived on a variety of surfaces before any disinfection procedures had been conducted. The CDC says the findings did not show whether the transmission of the virus was still possible via those contaminated surfaces. Further study of fomite transmission of SARS-CoV-2, COV-2, aboard cruise ships is warranted. So the CDC's report has come after there's been multiple studies suggesting that coronavirus could live on glass, metal, plastic for up to 9 days. There was a study published in the Journal of Hospital Infection which analyzed other human coronaviruses like SARS and MERS. Subsequent studies pegged the survival time, according to Fox News, for coronavirus on cardboard surfaces in up to 24 hours. Stainless steel for days. Cardboard, meaning packages, boxes. What is certain, the CDC said, is that the cruise ships are often settings for outbreaks of infectious disease because of the closed environment and contact between travelers from many countries. So the Diamond Princess had to go into quarantine in early February after a passenger who previously departed in Hong Kong tested positive for COVID-19. Then further testing revealed that 712 of the 3,700 passengers and crew eventually contracted the virus. Later in February, the Grand Princess cruise ship was also identified as the source of a separate outbreak after a passenger who previously sailed on it tested positive and ultimately died while the ship was already on another voyage. That sailing experienced an outbreak among passengers as well, and then the Grand Princess was quarantined off the coast of San Francisco amid testing. So CDC and State Department has now advised that Americans avoid traveling by cruise ship. Now, I don't know if you guys have been watching the stocks. Let me pull up Royal Caribbean. It is down to 34. It actually went up just a little bit. But I think about a year ago, Royal Caribbean stock was about 130 a share. Now it's down to 34. Oh, it just went up a little bit. But, you know, you tell people not to buy, not to cruise. Eventually, people are going to invest again. And then it'll go up, but, you know, let's look at Carnival. Carnival. Sorry. Some of you guys are kind of looking at what to invest in. Carnival Cruise stock, I think, is at $14.65. Who owns the Diamond Princess? I believe it was Princess Cruises. Let me look at theirs. I thought Princess Cruises was a subsidiary under something else. So their stock, $14.65. So my guess is it's Carnival. I would be reluctant to invest yet. Don't ask me about investing because if a company goes bankrupt, you could lose your stock. So, you know, but Carnival dropped, obviously, because now two more people died. So if this virus can live 17 days on a surface, you know how I talked about how to get back to work? There will also have to be proof that proper disinfecting happened in every place of work. We could do this, people. We could really get back to work. If we test everybody, and those who are negative are allowed to return, those who are positive still have to stay in isolation. If we sequester anybody who is older or high risk or potential of getting sick, we can, if we clean and, you know, be able to prove that we have done everything possible to annihilate a virus from a person's place of work, we might be able to go back to work. I get, this is very, very frustrating in that there are, you know, thousands of people now testing positive. It is freaking people out. But again, that might not be a bad, it might not, you know, necessarily be a bad thing in terms of this. If we have these testing numbers of 49,000 cases, and we find that the majority of them are fine, and only two people die per 1 million population. Now, that's the number we're getting right now. We're getting two deaths per 1 million population. That is way lower than car accidents, way lower than, you know, flu or other things. It might ease up on all the hysteria and panic. Now, mind you, we currently have 622 people who have died in the United States and 1,175 people in serious critical condition. That's serious. That's not, it's not anything to, you know, sweep under the rug. That's significant. But again, we have other issues that I think are more deadly. And we need to calm people down. We need to have an approach on how to get back to work. And we need to be very methodical about it, because the more people are home, you know, we're talking about being on a cruise ship and how people get sick. Well, when you're stuck at home with people and you're not getting fresh air, and we're going to talk about how Americans are, you know, kind of being criticized for not staying at home like they're told to, you're going to introduce stuff. I mean, people, yesterday, both my son and husband are like, let's go to Home Depot. Let's go to a store that's open. They had to get out of the house. Well, then you're around other people and can bring them back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is one of those headlines. Americans struggling to follow stay-at-home orders and keep their distance during pandemic. So, as you know, to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, Americans are being ordered to only leave their home for essential needs and stay 6 feet from other people in certain states. I believe in Seattle, in Washington, in California, in certain states where there's a lockdown or shutdown, there's a variety of restrictions. I'm in Nevada. We're still allowed to go outside and stuff. We're just not allowed to have essential business, or non-essential business open. And so what has been actually happening? I don't know if you guys have been in the stores recently, but apparently some of the stores are under a lot of pressure to keep social distancing. One of your questions was, how is social distancing happening when the stores have lines in it? Well, some stores are putting little stickies on the ground so that somebody has to be 6 feet away from somebody else. They're limiting the number of people coming into the store. I know, this has to end. This just has to... It's getting worse. We're also going to talk about how, I guess, if you're giving birth, your birthing partner can't be there. We'll talk about that. But apparently, they're finding that Americans just aren't listening. You know, and look, I'm just as guilty. You know, I mean, when we went for, you know, walk outside, a little hike, I saw people I haven't seen in years. Yeah, I gave them a hug. You know, and I feel fine. They feel fine. You know, and I know, if we're supposed to do this, we're supposed to do it right, but I'm a human being and I like to hug. You know, and I haven't seen somebody, and people need warmth, people need love, people need, you know, affection, people need to know that, you know. A lot of people on Tinder and Grindr aren't really getting their, you know, hookups. And I started an article on what to do if this is kind of cramping your sex life. I just haven't finished it because I really don't have a lot of options for you guys other than virtual sex. But, you know, people need to, you know, be with other people. So, unfortunately, in the CBS News article, they talk about that America is having some trouble with the stay-at-home orders. And why is that a big deal? Why is that news? Well, because right now, their approach, because we still don't have massive testing, is for everybody to stay at home. I mean, it's containment. And so if you have somebody get all stir crazy and goes, all right, I'm like, you know, out of here. I can't take it anymore. You know, just like my husband and my son, they're like, oh, Home Depot's open. You know, let's go get some stuff. You know how I told you guys that what you could do this time, you know, while you're stuck at home, is start to increase your house or home value by doing some do-it-yourself projects, adding decking if you need to, or, you know, or if you're in an apartment and you need to change things up, paint a wall, you know, have the kids help paint some furniture. But there should be paint masks, hopefully, still at, you know, these hardware stores. Or, you know, but activities. There's activities that people could do. I mean, look, if your kids don't know how to build something, this is the time to teach your kids how to, you know, teach your kids how to camp, teach your kids how to fish, teach your kids how to, you know, I don't know, do things that you've always wanted them to do. But if Americans start getting stir crazy. In Nevada, we're going on day 8. We were told to lock down last Tuesday. And so we're technically going into day 8. People are stir crazy. They can't take it anymore. You know, they're going to dinner, they're going to each other's houses, they're trying, you know, and unfortunately then the lockdown starts becoming useless. So, people need to kind of get on board with this article out of Fox News. Apparently, expectant fathers and others are calling on government officials to reverse a ban on birthing partners and support people, like a doula from labor and delivery rooms in New York Presbyterian hospitals. There's a petition posted on change.org, and it's gathered more than 150,000 signatures by last night. And the NYC Midwives Group warned that the restriction would lead women to give birth at home, whether or not that is the best medical decision for them. Home birth midwives have in recent days been inundated with requests for their services and will not be able to care for everyone. One Post reader, whose wife is due to give birth Friday, and New York Presbyterian and Cornell Medical Center on the Upper East Side, called the network's decision the most disgusting move I've seen a health care professional system make up to this point. They go, I'm sickened that I may not be able to be there with her and see the moment our baby is born. I wonder how it will be enforced because they need to physically stop me from being by her side during the most precious time of our lives. Similar sentiments were voiced by some of the people who signed the online petition. They asked Governor Andrew Cuomo, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and state officials to intervene. Did you guys know that you couldn't be there if your wife was giving birth? That is some crazy stuff. I'm just blown away by how, well, the reason why is, again, it's, you know, if you are trying to socially distance, You can't pick or choose. You know, weren't brothels open in some parts of the country? And they're like, well, wait a second, how is that social distancing? So he said, deployed to Iraq for 27 months, had fellow soldiers miss the birth of their baby and seen grown men cry over it, wrote one commenter. My firstborn is born May 2020. I fought for my country's freedom. They better show me the same respect to me as I will do whatever it takes to be in the delivery room with my wife. Now, giving birth at home has been done, but unfortunately, if anything goes wrong, you don't have medical personnel. So, you know, you're getting people mad. You're not, you know, at first, you had some support from people, and you still do. You know, you see on Facebook these messages that say, stay home, you know, or you could change your Facebook profile picture that says, stay home, you know, and it really makes people mad. I get very frustrated seeing that. I know, I'm not staying home because your Facebook profile is telling me to do that. I'm staying home because, you know, that's kind of what we're supposed to do. I get it. It gives people something to do. You're bored. What else are you going to put on Facebook? I wrote on Facebook the other day that I, read the dictionary, and I was being, very stingy with my xylocarps. I guess a xylocarp is a certain fruit from a wooded tree. I don't know. But what eventually happens, like I said, we were in yesterday, the calm before the storm. You have people going, all right, well, you know, we need to do our part. It's only 15 days. But when people do it halfway, it's not only 15 days. So what ends up happening is you have, unfortunately, people starting to get grumpy. People starting to be very suspicious, skeptical of what the government is doing. Especially when you hear that it's not working. So, you know, when you look at what's been going on in Italy, so Italy started their lockdown way before, I think Italy started March 5th. They had 5,200 new cases in the last few hours, 69,000 total cases, 743 new deaths. What's going on? Well, they're saying, well, you know, younger individuals are, shall we say, visiting the grandma, grandpa. I mean, there might be something more to that. Italy had probably one of the strictest lockdowns at first. So when people see that not working, they're like, okay, why are we doing this? New York City hotels hope to reopen in July. Okay, they better give me my money back. I'm supposed to be there in June. So New York is looking at a July reopen date. I think we could do it if we listen to me. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.